Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 9th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege each day to prepare and share these messages over the internet, including this podcast. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and that's our desire to encourage today. Today's message is simply titled, Old Disciples. The rather obscure scripture verse used today is from Acts chapter 21, verse 16.
There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Manassen of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge.
Throughout my Christian journey, I have been enriched by the variety of people God has brought into my life. One particular blessing we enjoy in our current short-term interim roles is that we meet a lot of people with different backgrounds and from various locales.
Red is a very colorful man who attends the church we've been serving since last August. During the Second World War, he served in the Navy in the Pacific while still a teenager. His aircraft carrier, the Hornet CV-8, was sunk by kamikaze pilots, and he, along with three other men, clung to a log for 17 days prior to being rescued.
In his late 20s, Red accepted the Lord as his Savior. He later experienced heartache when his first wife died, leaving him with a teenage son to raise. Sometime later, he met Elsie, a Christian woman, while he was driving her tour bus. After a time of courtship, he and Elsie married and have been husband and wife now for over 30 years. He was a bus driver his entire career after returning from the service and drove for 55 years without a single accident.
Red demonstrated his true person this last Wednesday evening after church when an older woman, recently widowed, had a sudden drop in her sugar level. She couldn't rise from the pew, and it appeared that she might go into a diabetic coma. Red stood over her, along with her own family, during this entire ordeal until her sugar level finally rose. After a young man ran to his house the next block over and brought her some orange juice. Red is a diabetic and has experienced similar symptoms, so his concern was warranted and his compassion was evident.
In our daily text, Manassen barely made it into the scriptural record. His name only appears once in the text. I'm intrigued by the phrase, old disciple. Luke felt it fitting to call our attention to his age. He would have a hard time as a journalist in America, perhaps other countries as well, with such an insensitive description. We like to use more gentle terms such as senior citizen, elder, late, or older.
But the King James Version is blunt and accurately describes him. The Greek word for old is archaos, from which we get the English archaic. Manassen really means remembering. He hosted Paul during his final trip to Jerusalem in 60 AD. We have no idea of his spiritual background, but he was from Cyprus, where Paul had earlier done missionary work.
Well, Brooks, you and I both appreciate old disciples. They have a great deal to remember as they've experienced so many of life's trials and God's providential care and promises. They teach us as we observe from a distance their lives, the challenges they encounter, and their response to them. Speaking of life's trials, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, "We serve Jesus so that the life of Jesus will be obvious in our dying bodies."
As human beings, we recognize that we all live in perishable containers that physically weaken over the years. But our spirit grows stronger as it is being renewed by the resurrected power of Christ. I have a feeling that Paul and his associates benefited from the time they stayed with Manassen as he was remembering with Paul the times God had done great works in his life.
What about you today? Do you know some old disciples? I sure hope so. That's the blessing of the intergenerational church. Let them know you appreciate them and invite their input in your life. Are you an old disciple? God's not finished using you till he takes you home. Keep sharing his message and stay faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, the light and power of your glory now shines within our perishable bodies, that is, in our weak bodies. You plan it this way so that all can see that our glorious power is not our own, but from you. In the midst of our trials and suffering, we pray that our bodies constantly share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. Our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will last forever. Our troubles will soon be over, but our joys will last forever. Father, keep this eternal perspective foremost in my heart and mind as I encounter the trials of this day. Amen. The words from the prayer today were inspired by several verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksie. It's just a real joy to share with you today. It's a beautiful day here, but very cold, and we have on our website a number of additional features that we can't communicate through a podcast with pictures and links to music. We do have a picture of Red and his wife Elsie along with Brooksie we took some time back, as well as a fun picture I had with a group of men. We had breakfast together one morning, and I took a picture of the men and had a little fun with that picture. It's on the website today at www.dailyencouragementnet.net. If you are reading it the 9th of February, actually all through the weekend, we don't prepare new messages through the weekend, that will be up. Otherwise, just use the archive feature or the previous message feature and look at the message dated Friday, February 9th. We also have a link up to a song today. I hope I can find it. It's occurring to me as we're preparing the podcast, but I'm sure I found it in the past. That just seems to me to go with the song, with the message very well. It's a song at least made popular by Steve Green probably 15, 20 years ago called Find Us Faithful. It has a line in it, "May all who come behind us find us faithful." Well, Brooksie, is there anything else you want to share today? She's smiling but saying no. In a few minutes, she'll be going to a ministry at a nursing home type place. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged.